Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness, and we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Hey guys, you know who this is. BT, Big Tits. What the fuck, guys? Did you not even do any research? You didn't even know what BT was for? It's Brian Trammell, or Brian Trammell, ever how the fuck you want to pronounce it.
It's your name!
He doesn't even know how to say his own fucking name.
Brag about not giving a fuck. You gotta at least give a fuck and know the names of the people you talk about, okay? Now that pissed me off, but you know, I got over it, and then all of a sudden, I'm listening to this Who Are These Podcasts. What is the fuck is a Who Are These Podcasts podcast? These motherfuckers have 131 followers, and you know, Doug said, oh, he was happy with the review. You know what? They're full of shit. And the first thing is, you guys dragged me into it because they used my audio. That's right. My famous Shooting a Shiznit podcast, they used my audio. So what I'm thinking is, I talked to my lawyers at Park today. And we're thinking about, you know, I was thinking about suing their asses. But no, what about I sue you guys? Because y'all got us in this big feud. Or they used my stuff. They used my damn stuff without my permission. Guys, I could give a shit care less what those guys do. Because they had 131 followers. No one's listening to those guys. Guys, y'all keep up the good work. I just thought I'd call in a bullshit. But remember, hey, I'm not going to do the lawsuit. I'm just going to get you guys in the ring. Monday night, steel cage. You, me, dog. Yeah, there's too little. Who are these podcasters? Bring them along, and I'll whoop their ass, too. Be there. Love my mama.
I wish I had his radio voice. That I would have so much fun with that. Be there. Fuck my mama. So what he was talking about, those of you that don't know, we were recently reviewed on a podcast called Who Are These Podcasts? And it was actually a lot nicer than what I was expecting. They're generally known for just shitting all over people. But they offered a couple pointers about some things we might want to look into changing. But other than that, it was positive.
I was pleasantly surprised, actually.
All by myself, with absolutely no help from any producers of any other podcast named Dave, did I put this thing together. And this is just a clip from their show. And as they say on their show, Anthony, play my clip one.
Play my clip one. You got it.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Who Are These Podcasts, a show that goes out of its way to consider the feminist point of view.
Yawn.
I'm your host, Carl. With me, as always, is Joe.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for having me back.
Today, we'll be reviewing a podcast called Who's Right? It's a suggestion from one of the co-hosts of the show. Joe and I have both listened to the show separately. We have not discussed it with each other beforehand. So here is my take on the show, Joe. They're extremely self-aware.
Well, I mean, it sounds like Doug has some type of broadcasting experience. It was great.
So our show is funny. We know that.
It's obviously not to be taken seriously.
Right.
So shut the fuck up.
Our show sucked. That was funny.
That was funny.
This guy has this setup and then, you know, the premise and then the punchline and then there's a big laugh.
Fuck!
They give the right advice to people who write in. But oftentimes,
I agree,
the advice that they were giving to people was correct.
We make fun of other podcasts. Our podcast isn't very good. We're douchebags.
Yeah.
We talked about Who's Right, mm-hmm. the podcast. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a big part of what we did. Mm-hmm. People don't like WATP very much.
Right.
Apparently. All right, Joe. Well, hey, listen, man. This was a lot of fun. We were really funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You and I are hilarious, and we're great.
Very funny white man.
So please join us again next week, because it might be the episode where we find out once and for all, who are these podcasts? Sleep well, every pony.
Farting in the mosh pits of morning radio.
Yeah, so that was just a quick rundown, and like I said, it was generally pretty positive. Head over there. It's like, who are these pods or something? A couple funny motherfuckers, and they have great taste in podcasts since they like ours.
Exactly.
All right. Are we done?
Yep. Bye.
Bye. All right.
That's never going to get old, you know? Every 5 minutes, are we done?
So I just added this to our list of shit to talk about, and it was just because of a conversation we had yesterday. So please tell everybody, right now it is December 23rd.
Yeah.
Please let everybody know what you did last night.
We put up our Christmas tree.
And you don't think that's abnormal?
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, we usually have it up a day or two before. Yesterday was kind of late, but I mean... I'm not a festive guy, man.
Right. It's not for you, though. It's for your kids.
Do you raise your kids to think like you, or do you raise them to think, well, this is what everybody else does, so I better teach my kids this?
But you're still doing that. You're still putting the tree up because that's what everybody does. That's the only. So don't yab at me. That's what you're doing.
Don't fucking don't yab at me, whatever you fucking said. Fuck you.
Okay, so I'm right there.
All right, so let's try a different angle. I'm fucking lazy.
Did you put the tree up or did your wife?
I sat on the couch and watched my wife do it.
Okay, so try a different angle.
No,
why,
that's not
why
true.
Did you
my
wait?
Wife and my wife and my daughter. My son was playing his video games and
okay.
I was messing around on my phone.
But that has nothing to do with you being lazy, so why wait until the 22nd to put it? When are you going to take it down?
Hopefully tomorrow.
June?
Wait, when? next Christmas? The day before Christmas next year? So when's Christmas? Monday? I don't know. Hopefully Tuesday, Monday night. Get that fucking thing out of there. I want to be looking at
that
goddamn Christmas tree.
You've still never answered me. Why wait until 2 days before Christmas? It's not because you're lazy, because it had nothing to do with you. You're not the one that put it up. It has nothing to do with... So why? Why even bother putting it up?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. Because like the kids wanted it up. My son asked, when are we putting up the tree? So I was like, oh, I guess we'll do it tonight.
Fuck.
You got to have, you know what I actually told my son? I said, I want you to just draw a picture of a tree and we'll put presents under that. We'll hang it on the wall and put presents under that. What's wrong with that?
I'm dumbfounded, man.
Why? What, do you put yours up 6 months in advance?
No,
I don't
know. We didn't put a tree up this year.
Oh, and I'm the weird one.
Yes, we didn't put a tree up because there was no reason to.
Why?
Because there's.
Do you not get presents?
No.
You fucking dick. You really don't get presents for your kid?
Yeah, for my daughter.
That's what I just asked you. Do you get her presents?
But what's that have to do with the tree? You can give presents without having a tree.
So what does it have to do with the tree on my end?
Why put it up 2 days before Christmas?
Because I just told you, my son said, when are we putting the tree up? I guess we'll put it up tonight. Actually, that's not true. I said, I guess we'll put it up tomorrow because he asked me.
You're full of shit, Anthony. A week ago, I was talking to you and we were talking about Christmas and you said that you generally put it up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Well, a couple days before, usually.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with your son asking. So if your son never asked, you wouldn't have put it up at all?
Yeah, we probably would have, but not till either tonight, today. We probably would have put it up today, but I mean, a day early. I don't understand what you're asking me here. Why don't you just ask your question as plain as, and I will answer the question. I'm not sure what you're asking here.
I think tradition is you generally put your Christmas decorations out within a week after Thanksgiving.
That's stupid.
I haven't even got to the fucking question.
All right.
Generally, that's the tradition.
All right.
Why did you not put your Christmas tree up within 2 weeks of Thanksgiving?
Because I think that's stupid and I don't see the point in that. Why? I mean, why do that? Why put it up 2 weeks after Thanksgiving? For what reason?
Fine. I wish we would have recorded this one on YouTube. I'm sitting here staring at your face, and you look completely dumbfounded by the question.
Because it's stupid.
Putting up a tree at all is stupid.
Agreed.
Why'd you do that? And why did you?
Because my kids want a tree up.
Okay, and you're telling me your kids don't want a tree up longer?
I don't know. I guess I never asked him. Do you want a tree up longer? I don't know. That's something we've never talked about, I guess.
What kind of discussions did you have? Fuck. All right, whatever. Well, I guess we'll move on. This is I could sit here and talk to you about this for an hour because I still haven't got an answer.
Well, yes, you have. I think it's stupid. I don't understand what you don't understand, because it is stupid.
But you still do it.
For the kids.
Then why not do it for the kids a week before or 2 weeks before so they can enjoy it instead of it's literally how late were you guys up last night decorating the tree?
I don't know. I think I went to bed around 11. We were done by 8:30 or 9.
What time did your kids go to bed?
They were awake when I went to bed. I don't know what time they went to bed last night. They don't have school. So. Wait,
you don't have to qualify. You make it sound like you're not a shitty parent.
I'm just a good parent.
No, I was going to say, you're not a shitty parent because you let your kids stay up past 11. You're a shitty parent because you don't have a Christmas tree up for more than 48 hours.
Awesome. I don't understand how that makes you a good or bad parent. The length of how long your tree is up.
There is a direct correlation between the
the length of the tree. Did you have, when you were a kid, did you have a real tree or a fake tree?
Fake tree.
When we were a kid, we had a real tree, and my parents made a big, huge deal out of it. And I just remember I thought it was stupid. Even as a kid, it's stupid. We're putting a tree in our living room? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's what we should have planned to talk about this week, is how stupid the tradition is. Because I don't think December 25th has any relationship at all to when Jesus' birthday was or whatever the fuck it was that we're supposed to be celebrating.
Okay, here's how, let me answer your, let me go back one step. So I think that the whole tradition is stupid. I think all of it is just, I don't want any part of any of it. But I'm not, I don't want to deprive my kids because of my opinion of something that could be okay for them. The whole society believes this thing. I don't. So if I deprive my kids of it, I'm depriving them of being part of whatever. I don't fucking know.
So couldn't you say the same thing about religion?
Yes.
I mean, religion as a whole. So the majority of society is religious.
Yes.
And do your kids know what your religion is? Or your lack of religion? Or your belief in religion?
Yeah. They know that I don't believe in God, yeah.
So aren't you, in fact, depriving them of societal harmonics or something?
I suppose I am. I don't know what that means, but I suppose I am.
You're not the only one with sound effects, bitch.
I mean, I guess you're right, but I got to draw a line somewhere, and I mean, I'm not going to.
And bringing the bringing the forest into your house is where you draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah, bringing the forest from the garage and unpacking it out of the boxes. So that's where I draw the line.
So you still really never even answered my question. The whole point I brought this up, and I was just expecting this to be a question and then an answer and then us be done with it. But you,
yeah, right.
like everything, you've made this very difficult conversation to have.
So if I would have put the tree up a week ago, it wouldn't have been weird. But since I waited, it's weird. That's what I don't understand.
The length of time that the tree sits in my
living room.
I didn't say a week ago. I said tradition says right after Thanksgiving. So we were generally late after that. Usually the first week of December is when we'd have our tree up.
Okay.
Not 2 days before Christmas. So every argument you've given against why you haven't done it doesn't stand because you take your own legs out from under you in every argument that you've given.
Ever. Not just today, yeah. Ever. You think I don't know that?
All right. So I'm going to try this one last time. I'm going to take this stick and I'm going to beat the shit out of this horse one more time. All right.
Sounds good.
Here we go.
All right.
Anthony, traditionally people put their Christmas tree up within weeks following Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yours went up December 22nd.
Yes.
Why did you choose to wait so long?
The point of having a tree is to put presents under. We put presents under the tree on December 25th. So we have a tree to put presents under. It doesn't matter when it goes up. It just matters when it comes down afterwards. We're opening presents and taking the tree down all at the same time. I don't have an answer. I got nothing.
All right. Well, that was great.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Oh God, I have no answer for the crazy shit that I do. I just the way it is.
So do you want to jump right into racism then, or
yes,
or transgender?
I want to jump right into racism.
You know what I want to jump into?
A warm pool.
Kevin Smith.
Oh God, you know, I thought Kevin Smith was a cool guy.
Let's. I want to give a little bit of background instead of before I start ranting. Okay. Not that he's ever listened to this fucking show. I don't blame him. I mean, whatever. But he, on my end of it, he is still the inspiration for me sitting behind the microphone. Only because of in his podcast, he constantly says, you know, if it's good therapy and all that shit and.
Yeah.
Whatever. If you want to muddle the earth with more useless audio, have at it. My favorite movie of all time is a movie that he wrote and directed and starred in, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It is.
Yes.
It used to be my favorite movie of all time.
All right.
the whole universe that he created, the View Askew universe, or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yep.
A bunch of great fucking movies that I loved.
Yep.
My daughter asked me if there's any famous person you could meet, who would it be? And it always went back and forth between Jason Mewes and or Kevin Smith. However, only because I'm so intrigued by the life that he's led and how open he's been with his life and all that shit. He just seemed like a fucking great guy.
Sure.
Kevin Smith. Jason Mewes is an ex-heroin addict who I think would be great to party with.
You're going to get him back on the junk?
So, one of the first things that we did, and it was your idea, was when we were trying to promote this podcast in like the first two or three episodes, you came up with this idea to have a petition. And the petition was to get Kevin Smith and everybody that starred in Jay and Silent Bob retroactively nominated to the Academy Awards. Because
right.
we felt
stand
like
by
we
that.
Missed the boat. Yeah,
yes.
I don't. Fuck them.
you know what? You can't rewrite history just because somebody pisses you off. Great art is great art.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That was like a big thing back in the early days of this show is we'd always refer to Kevin Smith, how much we loved his work, how much we loved him,
yep.
Except for Tusk. And I know
and yoga hosers.
There's a whole section of the the listening audience that probably don't even know who Kevin Smith is, or does not, he doesn't mean as much to them as he did to us.
Right.
Did to us.
He was in The Great Outdoors.
So we had somebody out there doing artwork for us, for promotional bullshit on this podcast, which if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, then you've seen it. And it's the logo for the show is written by the same guy. And I said, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you draw me and Anthony as Jay and Silent Bob? I thought that would be a great, what is it, homage? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Or a parody, you know, just yeah. It's something that heavily influenced us. And I think it would be fucking cool to have that. I think you even have that little drawing as your face, your avatar on Twitter, I think, or you
yeah,
used to.
I did. Yeah. Up until very recently. Yes.
Until very recently, that motherfucking Kevin Smith. So anyway, and I took that picture and I made it wall art on our storefront. So you could go to the storefront, and if you wanted to buy a picture of us as an homage to Jay and Silent Bob, if you listen to the show from the beginning, you know that we reference that movie constantly.
Yes.
I bet I've seen that movie well over 500 times because
probably
I have
3 times today, right?
So then anyway, I get this fucking email and it fucking pisses me off. All right. DMCA takedown notice, which I think is
digital something.
Didia Media Cocksuckers Assholes
Association. Oh, so close.
Dear Who's Right, we're sorry to inform you that a cop. Motherfuckers. Dear Who's Right, we're sorry to inform you that a copyright claim has been filed by Kevin Smith against the design of yours on TeePublic. Doug and Anthony as Jay and Bob. How this works. Unfortunately, we have no say in which designs stay or go. According to our copyright policy, we are legally required to remove designs when a rightful copyright holder sends us a DMCA takedown request. For more information, you can check out this article or read the DMCA in full here. Blah, blah, blah. A note from us. We know DMCAs are frustrating and at times feel vague, but I hope you can appreciate that we legally have to comply with this takedown procedure. If you truly believe this was a mistake or want to file a counterclaim, please don't hesitate to reply to this email. So, fuck Kevin Smith, that motherfucker. This is fucking bullshit. If you watch that fucking movie, I don't know how many times he parodies other things. Star Wars, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
Other stuff.
Oh, fuck. So
I'm assuming he listens to the show and he's like, oh, I'm going to go buy a t-shirt from these guys. And he went to our website and saw that personally himself. And he sent that letter personally to the company. It wasn't like through a lawyer or anything. It was him. He sent the letter.
So I was sitting here, you know, because I've got I was sitting here looking at that poster.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out what's the copyright infringement on it. Because there's no reference to, there's no reference to any of his work. It's a black and white picture with two guys standing outside of a store.
Right. So we should fight it.
Okay. We'll you know what? We'll get our lawyers at Park,
Park
and Park to get over there and check this shit out.
I don't know why that's so funny, Park. Park and Park.
I would like to fight it. I don't know how.
Reply to that email. Fuck you. that ought to get the fight started.
And so I know that I'm going to post on Twitter. I wanted to wait until we talked about it, until the episode was up, and then post on Twitter. And because I've tagged him, I don't know, probably 10 times, and
he's listened to the show at least 10 times.
The first time that Kevin Smith liked one of my tweets, you would have thought that he showed up at my house and shook my hand. I was so fucking excited. You know, I mean, because this guy is, in my eyes, he was amazing. And I know that something I wrote struck him enough that he moved his big fat thumb from one part of the phone to the other. fucking asshole.
That was pretty funny.
Kevin, if you're listening to this, you owe me a fucking apology.
I hope you get it. That would be great.
Actually, I still love. I'm conflicted, man.
Conflicted. Every time you see him, you're just like, fuck that guy. But man, this is a good movie. Fuck that guy.
I love you, Kevin. I fucking hate you.
Why won't you just like me? Oh my God.
And what makes it even worse, you know, is we never even sold one of those designs.
That just means that it's that good that nobody fucking wanted it. Oh my God.
God, it fucking pisses me off.
The first thing I thought was Kevin Smith, what, like, it's just a black and white drawing. I mean, it vaguely resembles something that he came up with. Vaguely.
But, you know what? It could have just been the title. Doug and Anthony as Jay and Bob, because I think that
my well, you think there's only two people in the world named Jay and Bob
that run around in black and white and lean against the quick stop wall, whatever. All right, moving on. Fuck it, whatever. Kevin Smith, you owe me an apology for making me angry, and you won't like me when I'm angry. I will.
You owe me $15 just because.
If you want to make things right, retweet or pin tweet.
And send me $15.
God damn it. So you know, I was going to go on a trip, you know, because we moved out here to the East Coast. Yeah. I was going to go on a trip to New Jersey, Red Bank, and go to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
Nice.
No, I ain't going.
The place is gonna shut down now.
I would have spent at least $20 there, and he's not getting it now. he's so take that to the apology. Fucking bank.
Yeah, he's gonna come with an apology for sure now.
God damn it!
God damn it!
All right, can we stop talking about him now? He's got me all pissed off.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Did you want to talk about this airport video?
Sure.
All right. I'm gonna play it real quick. If it's always fun when I put you on the spot, and I'm gonna do that right now.
Oh boy!
If you could do me a favor and let everybody know the setup of the video.
So it's a black lady, TSA agent probably, frisking a white woman at an airport, and. Yeah, that's pretty much the setup. There ain't really a whole lot going on.
Well, what's the black lady look like?
Aunt Jemima.
So I guess I thought we're on different sides of the discussion.
We're on different wavelengths.
All right. So
was that racist?
Yes. Here's the video. And what you're seeing isn't important so much as the audio and then the comments that flooded the video afterwards. So the lady's patting down a white, mediocre-looking white lady. And
what the hell is going on?
That's the white lady's husband talking. He's the one filming. She's patting down her legs. She's wearing a douchey, like, Ed Hardy shirt.
Yeah, we're going to miss our plane because she wants to feel up my wife. She had to follow procedures for a laptop alone. It's unbelievable.
All right. It's not translating as well as I thought it would on over podcast.
No, you're good.
What this are you looking for? What is she looking for?
Standard pat down the required one of company alarms.
On all hot chicks.
All right. Pat down's done now. That's how long it took.
Are we done?
So he said they're going to miss their flight.
When does our plane leave? In a few minutes?
No, actually. Unbelievable.
All right. So I think you were going to go down the same path as what I was going to say. If you go back like 20 episodes, you can hear the story about me getting the same pat down.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
But I was smart enough to get to the airport a couple hours early just in case there was a hang up in security that I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right. So you get patted down for 40 seconds and you miss your flight.
Yeah. So when they were jiggling my balls or anything, I could fully concentrate on the experience and not worry about missing my flight.
Nice.
But so what I wanted to talk about was the video wasn't nearly as important as the comments on the video. But now that I've lost my place,
we are fucking professionals.
Right. Yeah, so now that I've lost my place, I'm having a hard time getting back to it, and what you're hearing me do now is just filler until I actually get to my all right. So there's a shit ton of comments, and I'm obviously not gonna read them all because there's hundreds of thousands of them. But so the TSA has stopped exactly zero terrorists since their creation with the Patriot Act, and they will continue to not stop terrorism if they keep searching middle-aged blondes and let political correctness prevent the searching of individuals that fit the terrorist profile.
Oh my God!
So there's all kinds of comments that reflect that exact same thing, along with talking about that the black girl being fat or the black girl having unprofessional hair because it was up in like two buns on its side. And of course, just like Anthony, first thing he went to was Aunt Jemima.
That was a joke.
Here's another one. Taxpaying dollars, good at work. God bless big government. I am sure a 30-something white female fits a terrorist profile. So this is different than the stance that we normally take on this type of shit. But so my view on it is when people talk about white privilege, this is exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about white people feeling like the laws don't apply to them. And that's exactly what this is. You're saying that because this is a mediocre-looking soccer mom wearing an Ed Hardy shirt and skinny jeans, that if she sets off the alarm when she goes through it, she shouldn't get patted down. She should just get brushed through.
And then when, you know, your kids get blown up in a bomb from a middle-aged soccer mom, then you're going to say, why didn't those damn TSA agents stop her?
Or at least fucking finger blast her in the check-in there.
Awesome.
But so I guess we're going back and forth from what we normally talk about, but
I don't think we are. I think this fits right in with what we're saying. We believe, or I don't want to speak for you.
Go ahead. I don't give a fuck.
I believe that racism is retarded, right? And joking about it, I think, brings it out into the open and makes it, we can poke fun at it, right? We can poke fun at ourselves. We can poke fun at the concept of racism. And this is, when you get comments like that, it's straight up racist. It's fucking straight up racist.
Yeah, so that's why Deuce from Brand X says that you're brilliant. Because you managed to make something sound a lot more intelligent than what I was thinking, which is just, you know, I knew in my head that, well, this don't seem right. That's how my brain works.
Well, this don't seem right.
No, but it's a real slow, mumbled voice like that. This don't seem right.
This is so is it right here.
Welcome to Who's Right, where this don't seem right.
So I think, as a society, we should shun racism everywhere we see it.
How do you do that? Shun you.
I shun you. I think that peer pressure works. if we just get a collective group together and say, no, racism is not okay. But we define racism as, you know, racism instead of, you know, everything is racism. Then I think we'd be better off, because racism is ignorant and stupid from all around.
All right. So
like
that's
calling black people Aunt Jemima? That's fucking racist. Damn it.
Is it?
No, it's not. I was poking fun. I was just, you know, like I said. I got white privilege. I can do whatever I want.
I was poking fun at her flattened nose and her bigger than normal lips.
I didn't even see the video, so I have no idea what she looks like.
You're so anyway, it's fucking bullshit that I just don't understand how people can say shit like that and not realize that they're racist.
I understand completely.
Not you.
No. I understand is what I'm saying, because I could get on Facebook right now and type the most racist shit you ever heard and just put it out there into the world, and I don't have to face any consequences. I can close my laptop and, oh, I just made some racist comments. Now I can go back and sit on my couch and watch TV. Nobody would say that shit to somebody's face ever. We're changing the way we communicate for the worse.
So, if we had, I guess I don't know where a black part of the country is. Just whatever. Atlanta, Georgia. I assume there's a lot of black people there.
I think you're right about that.
How would you think our show would go if we did a live show in Atlanta, Georgia? in wherever. Wherever black people live.
In houses?
Okay, perfect. So if we show up to some black family's house to do our show live, what do you think's going to happen?
We're going to do our show in your living room.
We're not even going to announce it. It just...
Oh, boy. I don't think we'd make it out alive.
Hello? Hey, buddy, we're here to do our show.
So, and it goes right back to this. I would never, ever imagine talking to a black person and saying, oh, he looks like Aunt Jemima. I couldn't say that, but I just literally said it on the air because I'm playing into the same thing. I'm saying it out into the nothingness, and when I'm done, I can close my laptop and not worry about it. I probably should look at myself also. When I say shit like that, you know?
Do you think, Anthony?
Yeah, I do. I do think, yeah, because I do.
All right. You want to move on?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to try this again. This is yet another video that streamed by on Facebook, and I'm sure everybody's seen it. It's a woman claims sexual harassment.
Bitch, I should be here. Why the fuck you going to say I shouldn't be here? Don't fuck...
So what it was is apparently there was a black lady walking down the street and there's driving. A white guy, whatever. There's a black lady. I can't say that.
See, you need to think before you talk.
And I do. That's why I don't put it out into the nothingness.
When you say, I can't say that, it's just as bad as saying it because everybody knows what you're thinking.
Tell me what I was thinking.
No, I'm not saying it. You're trying to make me say it.
All right. Yeah, so there's a black lady that is on the street, and there's a white guy that looks like working out in the yard, working out of his truck, whatever, loading up some yard debris.
Yeah.
And it appears that as she's going by, he just says hello, and that is enough to set her off.
Just say hello to me, bitch. Don't fucking say hello. I don't play that sexual harassment shit. Let me get your address.
What do you mean sexual harassment?
Bitch, don't fucking say hi to strange women you don't know, bitch.
Don't say hi to strange women you don't know.
8894 92. Bitch, you shouldn't have been sexually harassing me. I can call the cops on you for that.
Good.
Fat, funky motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? Don't fucking say hello to me.
Then get your gun. You shouldn't be here.
No, bitch. I should be here. Why the fuck you gonna say I shouldn't be here?
Why shouldn't I be here saying hello to people?
Don't fucking say hello to me.
I'm gonna call a cop.
Go, bitch. Do what the fuck you want to do.
Hey, what's your license number? Can I have your license number?
Fucking drunk.
What the
fuck? What you gonna call the cops on me for? Bitch, you don't be sexually harassing motherfuckers, bitch. And now that I'm standing against your white ass, you got a fucking problem
what the
with it.
Fuck?
All I did was say hello.
Don't say shit to me, bitch. Fucking weirdo.
Weird.
Yeah, you are fucking weirdo.
All I did was say,
I'm calling you on your sexual harassment,
you call
bitch.
The cops? Please, tell him to come down here and get this crazy broad off my
No,
ass.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You all dealing with a
crazy... Yeah, you called me crazy, bitch. Called me a nigga, too, while you at it.
What?
I don't
Why?
Say shit.
I'm not prejudiced.
I don't give a fuck. You don't say hello to me. You thought, oh, she a cute little black chick. I'm going to say hi. Don't fucking say shit to me, bitch. Fuck, though. No. Well, he say hello to you, bitch. He can talk to you. Fuck you going to call him on for? Stupid hoe. He's Cali Cops. Fucking wimps. Cali Cops. Cali Cops. Cali Cops, bitch. I got your license plate, bitch, and I know where y'all live.
All right, so it seems like she's a little aggressive.
I didn't get that at all.
How would you fucking deal with that if that was to happen to you? I mean,
I just, the only thing you can do is not engage.
Disengage! Disengage!
Exactly. Oh, my God. I don't know. That's not a normal situation that a person should be in. Who talks like that? Like an annoying bitch, 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 bitch. Every other word was bitch. You saw a cute little black chick. You thought you could say hello, bitch.
It just dawned on me that I had nothing prepared to say about that video. I just thought the video itself was fucking funny.
It's hilarious.
That's what. Kevin Smith, you know what? I told you I wanted you to retweet this. I don't want you to retweet shit, bitch.
Bitch. Drunk.
Don't think that you can just retweet my shit and then everything will be okay, bitch. You need to put Who's Right podcast in your next movie if you want to make things right. That's the only way that you are going to be able to save face with us. And you know what? We are not going to promote you to our dozens and dozens of listeners anymore, bitch.
Yeah, you missed out on all those sales.
We were going to let you come on our podcast and talk to us.
We still will.
please do it.
please come on our show.
Bitch. All right, let's move on. So this fucking flow chart. I'll see if that's a good punchline, if it makes you laugh again. Flow chart.
Yep. This fucking flow chart. That's funny to me.
It's basically how to know if you're racist, if you're a white person and you're racist.
Yeah.
So instead of us just reading it and or sharing it on Twitter or whatever, we're going to try to talk through it as a conversation.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go down the line. It looks like there's six ways to find out if you're white and racist. All right. Anthony, what's it called if a white person moves out of your neighborhood?
White flight.
And what is that?
That is when all the white people in the neighborhood move out.
I told you.
I fucked up. Damn it. I knew I was going to fuck it up.
All right. Let's try this again.
We'll cut that out. Fuck. Why did I do that? What the fuck did I do there?
Take two. All right.
You knew I was going to fuck that up, didn't you? You're like, don't fuck it up.
All right. If a white person moves out of your neighborhood, what's that called?
White flight.
And what is that?
Racism.
All right. If a white person moves into your neighborhood, what's that called?
Gentrification.
And what's that?
Racism.
All right. If a white person looks at another person of a different color and notices that they're a different color, what is that?
Racism.
All right. If a white person doesn't, you know, there's people that say, I'm colorblind, I don't notice color. What is that?
That's ignoring racism.
And what's that?
Racism.
All right. So if a white person doesn't partake in a culture, what is that?
Non-inclusive.
And what is that?
Racism.
All right. Now, all right. So lastly, what if a white person engages in somebody else's culture? What's that?
Cultural appropriation.
Ah, okay. And what's that?
Racism.
Oh, fuck. So there's really no way to be white and not be racism.
And not be racism. I don't want to be racism.
You are racism if you are white.
So there's six things here, but really there's only one. They could have took out this whole flow chart and put, if a white person, racism.
Racism.
If a white person exists, racism.
All right, speaking of white people, there's a... a news story on foxnews.com about the Hallmark Channel. I'm just going to read it real quick. Hallmark Christmas movies under fire for spreading Caucasian cheer.
Can you explain to me what Caucasian cheer is?
Well, why didn't you tell me you were going to ask me that? I don't know what it is.
Because I don't know what it is. Every time I see it, it makes me laugh. Caucasian cheer.
Do you know what Caucasian is?
From the Caucasus region of somewhere? Africa? From the Caucasus region of Africa?
Oh, light-skinned black people.
Yeah, I know what Caucasian is.
What
is Caucasian? I'm white. It means white.
Okay. Do you know what cheer is?
Yeah. Like, yeah, go team.
White power.
White power.
That's what you just described.
Go white team.
All right.
Go ahead and read this fucking article.
The Hallmark Channel is a throwback to an age when Hollywood produced family-friendly films and love stories that did not involve leather and whips.
What?
I don't know.
50 Shades of Grey, maybe?
The network has earned millions of loyal fans for broadcasting movies that promote the virtues of faith and family, stories that tug at your heartstrings. We are a place you can go and feel good, Bill Abbott, the chief executive of Crown Media, told The Washington Post. We intentionally branded ourselves as the happy place, Abbott says. Hallmark's tagline is the heart of TV. And viewership has skyrocketed since President Trump promised to make America great again, making Hallmark one of the most watched cable television networks in the nation. I don't understand what one has to do with the other in that statement. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't at all. They try to make these connections. Nothing.
We could say the downloads of our podcast has skyrocketed since President Trump took office.
Yep.
That is a true statement.
Yes, you're right. That means we're the alt-right now.
For the sake of full disclosure, I'm a fan of When Calls the Heart, produced by my good friend Brian Bird. It's a great place to escape from the unhinged rantings of Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon. Okay. But it turns out not everyone is a fan of Hallmark. Slate published a scathing review of the network, complaining about its around-the-clock Christmas movies. They brim with white heterosexuals who exclusively, emphatically, and endlessly bellow Merry Christmas to every lumberjack and labradoodle they pass. They're centered on beauty pageant heroines and strong-jawed heroes with white nationalist haircuts.
What?
They were.
Can I get my haircut? Give me the white nationalist. What?
There were complaints about the lack of gay people and feminists and Muslims in Hallmark's channel movies.
That's so fucking stupid.
Okay. I would suggest that in a Christmas movie, you wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of Muslims.
A lot of Muslims in a Christmas movie.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you... Ah, la, 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 la.
See, now that's way more racist than my Aunt Jemima comment. I'm going to get the blowback, but that's way more racist.
That is not.
100%.
That is not racist at all.
100%. Well, it's somethingist. They're not a race, I guess, but it's somethingist.
Yeah, Muslim is a religion, correct?
Yeah.
It's a religionist. So it's religionist.
But it's way worse. On the scale of oppression, it's way worse.
You have a group of people who dedicate their lives to a fake god, right?
Are we talking about Christians or Muslims here?
That was my point. It didn't matter.
All right.
And then on the other end of it, you've got Kevin Smith, who spends his fucking time on the internet worried about what the fuck I'm doing. Motherfucker. Make another fucking Walrus movie, you piece of shit.
Oh,
but
fuck.
We still want to be in your movie.
Yeah. Yeah, can I be an extra?
God damn it pisses me off, man. I got fucking Jasmine Kane by somebody that I like.
Jasmine Kane. The best part is that happened like a year ago and nobody has any idea what you're talking about.
I don't care.
There's like probably four people that still listen to our show from back then that know what you're fucking talking about. You got Jasmine Kane.
Look, you know what? Anybody out there that doesn't know what I mean when I say we got Jasmine caned, fucking go to our Wikipedia page and look it up.
The Who's Right Wiki.
And for the black listeners out there, it's the Who's Right Wiki Wiki Wiki.
Way worse. See?
No.
What? Yours is way worse.
That wasn't bad at all. That was not racist. What does that have to do with race?
You said, fuck, for the black listeners. That has everything to do with race, you dummy.
Yeah, but it's not an ism.
It's not there, what?
It wasn't an ism. It had to do with race. But it wasn't bad. All I said is wiki, wiki, wiki.
Fucking racist. And all I said was Aunt Jemima. You don't like that fucking syrup? That's what I was talking about. I was talking about syrup.
Mine was not derogatory at all. Yours
neither
is.
Was mine. How is mine how is it derogatory?
Is Aunt Jemima hot?
What's derogatory mean?
Is Aunt Jemima hot?
In my eyes, yeah. I'd watch a porno with her in it.
Oh, all right. Well, then that changes things. Now it's not racist.
Oh. All right, cool. Somebody needs to put together Aunt Jemima porno then. I'm fucking in.
All right. Well, that was an interesting conversation. Where was I at?
I was going to say, are you going to finish this article?
Oh, yeah. There were complaints about the lack of gay people and feminists and Muslims in Hallmark Channel movies. Slate also whined about what it called the network's 42 hours of sugary, sexist, preposterously plotted, plot hole, festooned, belligerently traditional. What the fuck are these words?
Let's just throw words at the wall and see what sticks.
All right, I'm going to give that another whirl. Ready, take two, and action. Slate also whined about what it called the network's 42 hours of sugary, sexist, preposterously plotted, plot hole, festooned, belligerently traditional, ecstatically Caucasian cheer.
That's the name of our episode. That whole quote. 42 hours of sugary, sexist, preposterously plotted, plot hole festooned, belligerently traditional, aesthetically Caucasian cheer. That's the name of the episode.
All right. It's true
that's
that
a long one.
It's true that most of the stars in Hollywood's Christmas movies have a fair complexion. So does that mean that black people have an unfair complexion?
Yes. They got the short end of the stick. That sucks.
That's not me writing it. But to say it's a Hollywood whiteout would be inaccurate. A whiteout.
I don't know what that fucking means.
Would Slate Hollywood be just whiteout as indignant about the ethnic casting habits of BET or Univision or the LGBT-friendly Bravo television network? Here we go. I love this quote. The Christmas down-your-throat bombast. Hollywood.
Awesome.
All right, here we go again. The Christmas down-your-throat bombast, holly-jolly sexism, the character zaniness and unyielding impulsiveness, it's all very Trumpian behavior.
Oh, my God.
So I'll have you know that we were doing down-your-throat bombastic shit way before Trump got into office.
And we're going to keep doing it.
I say better than the run-of-the-mill pornographic debauchery that normally spews out of Hollywood.
What?
Fortunately,
in the fuck?
Have you ever watched any of them Hallmark Channel's Christmas movies?
Not since my grandma was alive. She used to watch them a lot. They were always on. They're terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible, but they're like pointless. It's always the same thing, you know.
Yes,
but I would not look at it as a down-your-throat bombast, holly-jolly sexist, the character zaniness, and unyielding impulsiveness, Trumpian behavior.
That's your white privilege speaking. That's why. You're a white male. Of course you don't see it that way.
Fortunately for the folks over at Slate, there's a perfect solution to their television viewing dilemma. Just change the channel. And as for me and my house, we're going to put an extra log in the fire, pour a cup of hot cocoa, and enjoy a very Hallmark Christmas. Down your throat, no. Bombast. Why? I can't say that.
I disagree. See, there you go again. See,
go ahead.
I had to hear what goes through your head.
I think I'd rather not. So I'm on both sides of this because I think Hallmark is fucking terrible, but there's people that like terrible shit. Who am I to say don't make white movies? There are no white people. Don't make movies with white people in them.
Is there? Yeah, I don't know. I don't even pay attention to that shit. Maybe that's the problem. I don't care if there's.
Yeah.
It's not like when there's a movie on and there's no black people in it or very little black people. I don't notice it. Maybe if you know what? Maybe that is racist. Maybe I am racist because
that you don't notice it. You mean?
Yeah. Because if there's anytime there's a movie that's got the majority of the cast is black people.
Yeah.
In my head, it's a black film.
Sure. Like, yeah, that. Yeah, you know what? Now that you say that, that's kind of. I think the same way. That's fucking weird. I never really put it together that way before. Huh.
So you know what? Maybe we should probably quit with trying to poke fun at racism and just fix ourselves, and then we can address it later on. Because really,
this is a learning process, right? This is all healing. This is all poking fun at it. And we realize that we are both flawed human being. I mean, you're a flawed human being and I'm, you know, cool. But so we're realizing that we're realizing this, these things. You shouldn't let me talk for that long.
Yeah. So let's just have a moment of silence. I think this is very, very important. I would like Anthony to talk for about 35 seconds when I go get a cup of coffee.
Dick. What a fucking dick.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
I want you to atone for your racist sins, you motherfucker.
This is the time I should get up and get myself a cup of coffee, you fuckstick. Oh, shit. We're going to sit here quietly. We're going to have a moment of silence.
Talk, goddammit!
Blah, blah, blah.
You really couldn't keep it going for a couple minutes so we didn't have to edit it out?
No, we're not editing anything out.
Fuck.
We're not editing anything out. That ain't coming out.
Yeah, yes it is.
My dick's coming out.
I care about the quality of this show, and
no,
we can't
you
just
do not.
One of the small details that they talked about during the review of our show on Who Are These Podcasts was there might be a little bit of editing that we're missing during post.
Like half our show? Oh, fuck. At least they liked it. All right, moving All right. on.
Yeah. And we're back.
We never really left, but we're back.
You want to jump over to... Do you want me to just finish my last thing out here and then you can take it or what?
I'm ready to be done. What else do we got?
We got like five more things.
We'll move them over to the next list.
All right, hold on. Before we get done, make sure you get over to our website, whosrightpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at whosrightpod _ between those words.
Leave us a voicemail. Facebook. Oh, sorry, cutting you off.
Yeah, just go ahead and jump in there, right?
I'm trying. Just leave us a voicemail, 508-974-4489. Doug would like to thank Peter Norica.
And you wouldn't?
Yeah, I was just saying you would. I want you to do it.
I don't want to do it. You do it, you racist fucker.
He's white, I think.
Thank you, Peter Norica, for... the theme song.
I'd like to thank Peter Norica.
Motherfucker!
Oh, fuck.
You can catch us and other fine podcasts over at the Hush Your Face Network.
We help drag that show down in the stats, drag that network down.
You really want to be done? We still got plenty of shit to talk about.
No, we can. We can cover some of this stuff. I'm just ready to be done, but we can cover some of this stuff if you want to. I just want you to know that it's not going to be any good. I'm phoning it in. as opposed to being here in person, buddy. I do want to read this catkin thing.
All right, but well, all right. You know what? Fuck you. I'm taking. I'm going to jump to something real quick.
All right.
Man spiked girlfriend's drink with abortion pills to kill unborn baby, woman claims. All right. See, now you, I feel pressure now because you, you got to get in there and get your Christmas tree taken down.
Yeah, what's the problem? Don't feel pressure. Just do your thing. Just,
all right.
Take a breather. Center yourself.
Synergy. And I would be very synergized if it wasn't for that motherfucking Kevin Smith fucking up my whole goddamn Christmas. Thank you, Kevin Smith.
What? Can you be synergized? Is that something like you can be?
I would like to synergize my foot with Kevin Smith's butthole.
Me too.
He fucking like ruined fun. He ruined my Christmas. He ruined my Christmas. Christmas 2017 is dead to me. It's fucking dead to me.
He ruined your Christmas.
Jay and Silent Bob struck back. They struck back in my fucking heart.
Are you going to go see the new movie?
No.
I don't believe that for a fucking minute.
I am not going to see anything that has his name attached to it. I am banning it from my house.
That holds about as much weight as me banning something from my house. I can't ban something from my house. I told my wife she can't watch MTV because I think MTV's retarded. She just laughed at me. You should watch what I fucking want.
You know, like a month ago, I played the clips from them people that were protesting at the thing here in North Carolina about, you know, God hates you or whatever. That whole thing. I'm going to do that at the next year's one. I'm going to protest Kevin Smith.
I think you should.
I am. I'm going to take to the streets with this bullshit.
You should. You should get on the TV with it. That'd be great.
It's complete double standard that he can go and lampoon whatever he wants, and then I can't even pay homage to him. It's bullshit. And you know,
go ahead.
If the audience would like to help us, here's what you do. You go to our website. You go to where it says buy Who's Right shit or whatever the fuck it says. I don't know. And you buy a shirt that's got a different logo on it. And that'll fucking show him. That'll show that fucking Kevin Smith not to fuck with us.
Right. We'll use some of that money for good.
Yeah, we can use it to pay for a retainer for our lawyers over at Park. All right, whatever. As always, I've taken one small thing and drove it into the fucking ground.
You realize what you're doing.
I know as soon as I start talking that it's going nowhere, but that doesn't stop me. When I feel as passionate as I do about banning Kevin Smith from America.
We should put him on a flight with three tickets over to Canada.
I don't get it.
Because he's fat and he needs three seats.
You know.
It was a stupid joke, and you ruined it. You couldn't have just let it go. Couldn't have just said nothing. Fuck, you go on a fucking 20-minute rant. I say one stupid little fucking joke, and you fucking call me out on it.
So why don't you ban me from your house, you motherfucker? You know what? I've got control of all the logos and shit. I'm gonna put an X through your fucking face on all the T-shirts.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I think that would be hilarious.
So I know a couple.
So you read the headline of this article. And then
hold on a second. Listen. So I know for
I got
a
no
fact
other choice.
I know for a fact that people. I'm not talking to you. I know for a fact that people have bought T-shirts and they take pictures and put them on Twitter. Right. So we know that we've seen Juliet Miranda.
Yep.
She proudly and very sexily. Is that a word? Sexily?
I think so. The act of being sexy, right?
Okay, she was in the act of being sexy while wearing our shirt.
That sounds a lot creepier.
Anyway, Juliet, I would like an addendum added to your picture. I would like you to update the picture, and I would like you to put tape over Anthony's face and retake the picture. Please. He doesn't want to be a part of my rant, and he wants to talk about Canada, and he's pro Canada, and he's against America.
I don't have an argument. Go Canada.
We got pictures of Roxy Ray wearing our shirt too. And she needs to just cut your face out of the shirt.
Right where her fucking nipple is would be my face. That would be perfect.
Fucking tithead. All right. Wait. Yeah, so a man spiked his girlfriend's drink with abortion pills to kill unborn baby, woman claims. God. A man's on-and-off girlfriend said he spiked her drink earlier this year with a high dosage of abortion pills. Kills their... Do you think that's what it says on the bottle, just abortion pills?
Yes.
I almost feel there might be a slight angle when they wrote this post, or this story.
All right.
Brooke Fisk told WROC that Sikander Imran, a 32-year-old doctor, moved from Rochester, New York to Arlington, Virginia when she discovered she was pregnant. He didn't want to have a baby, so he tried to talk me into having an abortion, which I didn't want to do, Fisk told WROC. Fisk said she went to Virginia to speak with Imran about the baby when she was 17 weeks pregnant. She said one night she discovered a mysterious substance at the bottom of her cup of tea. When I was drinking my tea in the evening, I got to the bottom of the cup, Fisk said. There was a gritty substance in there, and when I looked at it, I could tell that it was a pill that had been ground up. Fisk said she began to have contractions a few hours after she consumed the pills. She said Imran confessed to giving her the pills. He immediately started crying and said he was a horrible person and that he had done what I thought he did. Fisk said.
That's well written.
Oh, yeah. Fisk was rushed to a Virginia hospital center where she went into labor and lost her son. She said tests showed that she had misoprostol, an abortion pill, in her system. According to the nurse at the hospital, it's 200 milligrams to induce labor. He gave me 800 milligrams.
Oh, my God.
The man was taken into custody on May 24th and charged with cause of abortion and premeditated killing of a fetus of another. I'm surprised they even had room to write that on the ticket.
Yeah, really?
According to court documents, Fisk said she had not seen Imran since June when she testified against him in court. It was very empowering for me to face him and say what he had done and look him in the face while he said that. Imran remains in custody in the Arlington County Detention Center. He was slated to start his court date Wednesday, but it was moved to March 12th due to additional charges. Blah, 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 blah. All right. I don't think what he did was wrong.
Oh, I was waiting for you to laugh. You don't think what he did was wrong? Why?
You do?
Yes.
Why?
No, I asked you first.
Because if a woman wants to have an abortion and the father of the baby doesn't, she can still by law go kill that baby.
Right.
And it's not whatever he was charged with, baby abortion or something.
Baby abortion as opposed to adult abortion.
Hold on, I gotta see what
premeditated
cause of abortion and premeditated killing of a fetus of another. So why would a woman not get charged with that if the father of the baby wants the baby to live?
I don't have an answer to that other than it's the woman's body. Do you have to carry that baby to term?
I would.
It's easy to say that.
That I think baby you got in my triplets. Belly is... Yeah, it's been in term for a long time.
So, you think that it's okay to force... I don't think it's okay to force medicine on anybody like that that's going to... Don't do that. Don't fucking do that. I don't think it's okay. I think it's bad.
All right, well, fair enough. Whatever. You're wrong.
No, I want you to explain to me why I'm wrong, because I'm right on this one. I'm obviously right, and I guarantee you are in the minority on this one.
Oh, now I'm black because I have a different view of this than you do.
Right.
That's racist.
I was thinking more Mexican, but...
Why'd you say Mexican? You said Mexican very funnily.
Funnily? Because I was coughing.
That's Mexican.
I don't think funny is a word. Funnily is a word.
No, so
the act,
my point
the
is
act of it, being a funnel.
You keep bringing Roxy Ray up into this.
All right, what's the point?
My point is that it's okay that if a woman's pregnant and the father wanted that, we go back to our abortion episode when we tried to do a debate about it, and that was my same stance, right? So that when I read this article, of course I don't think it's right. Of course I don't. I don't think that you should be able to walk around putting pills into pregnant ladies' fucking drinks and killing their kids. But it proves my, in my mind, it goes along with my point that if a guy wants to keep the baby and the girl don't, it's okay if she murders the baby, but it's not okay vice versa. That's my problem with abortion.
So I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with you. I understand. But a man can literally ejaculate into a woman and never have to worry about anything ever again. And the woman has to carry that child for 9 months and then raise that child for 18 years.
It's not like that's a surprise. You know, when a woman opens her legs up and lets the man ejaculate into her, that's like, that's something that they know is going to happen.
Oh my God. You are fucked.
Your brain, no, I'm not.
Your
fucked.
Brain is fucked.
Your brain is fucked.
Oh my God. I'm not having this conversation with a Mexican. I'm just.
All right. Anyway, so we'll strike that one up to me being right.
Sure. We'll give it to you, even though you couldn't be more wrong.
I'm 100% right. I don't even understand what we're talking about here. What are we even talking about?
That, I think you're exactly right about that. You don't understand what we're talking about.
I was going to rant about
Kevin Smith. About Kevin Smith. Yeah. I understand what we're talking about, fucking Kevin Smith.
All right. So you said you wanted to go to something.
I wanted to read this. This is from Tumblr, obviously. I'm gonna read it and see what we think about this. Did anyone feel like their kin type was being appropriated this Halloween?
All right,
it wasn't
stop,
a problem
stop,
for
stop,
me,
stop.
Obviously.
Explain what kin type is.
From what I can understand, a kin type is that someone who feels that they are not human, I guess. Like they're a cat or a dog or a dragon or whatever. That is their identity. They identify as a cat or whatever. It wasn't a problem for me, obviously. Not too many guinea pig outfits. So this person is identifies as a guinea pig, I guess. But I know my headmate. You know what that means. That means that they have
they give each other head.
Multiple personality, self-diagnosed multiple personality disorders.
That's what that is?
Yes.
I thought it was two guys that just blew each other.
Nope. It is self-diagnosed multiple personality disorders, and you have headmates, like you have roommates, like more than one personality in your head. It says, but I know my headmate, who's a fae. I have no idea what a fae is.
Well, by reading the next line, I would assume it's a fairy.
Was a little weirded out by all the fairies running around. I'm always weirded out by fairies running around. I'm not saying it's as bad as cultural appropriation or anything, but I'd imagine it's a little unsettling, annoying to have a bunch of drunk teenagers running around being sexy cats and thinking it's cute to meow for one night when catkin actually deal with these feline urges and feelings on a day-to-day basis and are often oppressed for it. I think I've read that probably 5 times, and it doesn't get any better anytime. It just there's so much going on to wrap my head around that I'm hoping that it was written by
a troll,
a 12-year-old. What? No, you know what? A troll would be better. But if it's serious, I'm hoping it was written by like a 12-year-old.
So that was one of the things that they called us out on Who Are These Podcasts, was saying that we weren't smart enough to pick up when somebody wrote a troll post. I don't believe that thing that you wrote or that you read, I don't believe that was a troll post.
I don't either. I don't.
I don't believe this is a troll post. This is written in a way that somebody is actually conflicted with this, or they feel like they are.
Yes.
So if the parents of whoever wrote this. If, so if your kid thinks that they're a guinea pig, that's gotta. There's only so many of them out there. But if your kid has multiple personalities and one of them is a fairy and the other one is a guinea pig, do me a favor. I want you to take on the personality that you're a fucking baseball player and his head is the fucking baseball.
I can't recommend killing your kid, but I can definitely recommend sterilizing him.
I didn't say kill him.
Sterilizing. I recommend sterilizing anyone like this.
Technically, if I would be well within my rights if a guinea pig was to come into my house uninvited.
It's a fucking guinea pig.
what are these people called? Kin types?
Kin type, yeah, kin. Like feline kin, guinea pig kin.
If there's like, I don't know that there's a whole lot of this going on here in North Carolina, but if there was somebody that identified as a raccoon,
I'm sure there is,
and they were rummaging through my garbage, would I have the right to beat them with a baseball bat?
Yep. In my opinion, yeah. I mean, it's animal abuse, but other than that, you know, what are you going to get, you know?
No, you have the right to defend your property against trash intruders.
Do you? Trash intruders. I love it. Get out of here, you trash intruder. Maybe that's the title of the show, Trash Intruders. No, I like the other one better. Oh, my God.
All right, you want to be done? You want to do that that last story that you got there about masturbating in front of a cop? Or do you want to be done or what?
No, I do. I want to read this.
Okay, good.
So...
You got me all fucked up now because you said you wanted to be done like half hour ago.
I do want to be done. I got shit to do. I got Christmas tree to take down.
And this is why I told you I didn't want to fucking record this way because I knew you were going to be pressuring to be done.
Record which way?
Just go.
A teen sexting case revealed how judges let police invade children's privacy. I'm just going to read a little bit of this. Whether the police have the right
When you said I'm just going to read a little bit of this, I didn't know that meant you were going to skip every other word.
Just learning how to read. Cut me some slack. Whether the police have the right to force your teenage son to masturbate in front of them in order to incriminate himself is a legal question few parents would think they'd ever have to consider. And yet, Trey Sims' legal guardian had to do exactly that. In an effort to prosecute the 17-year-old for sexting his 15-year-old girlfriend, police detective David Abbott obtained a search warrant authorizing him to take photographs of Sims' genitals, including a photograph of the suspect's erect penis. Oh, my God. According to court documents, in the process of executing the search warrant, Abbott took the teenager to a juvenile detention center, took him to a locker room with two uniformed armed officers looking on, and ordered Sims to pull down his pants. After taking pictures with his cell phone of the teenager's genitals, Abbott then ordered the minor to masturbate so that he could take a picture of his erection. Sims tried but failed to comply with the officer's orders. Abbott later threatened Sims with Sims' lawyer that if police couldn't get a picture of the teenager's erection by forcing the kid to masturbate, he would obtain a photo of the teenager's engorged genitals by subjecting him to an erection-producing injection at a hospital.
There's no way that that would do psychological damage to the child.
So there's only other one part of this that I wanted to read. I don't know where it went, but anyways, it says later on in this article that the cop that did that killed himself a couple of months later when he got arrested for molesting children.
I guess I didn't see that.
Yeah. So that cop that pulled this kid into the locker room, took pictures of his cock, killed himself.
So what I did see though is, because this is a pretty long article, is all the charges ended up getting dropped against that kid, but there was actually a judge that voted, was that what this cop was doing was okay.
Yes, that's the worst fucking part. This cop literally wants to take pictures of a kid jacking off.
at gunpoint. Listen, you will fucking get hard, and you will jack off.
In front of all three of us while I take pictures with my cell phone.
And after you're done, you will say, ooh, what a lovely tea party.
I need you to come on my face for science.
Wait, we are going to DNA test you right now.
So it says here that in Virginia, where this kid is from, it's legal for a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old to have sex. So the kid was 17 and the girl was 16. So he didn't even... It's legal for them to have sex, but this cop wants to take pictures of his dick so bad.
So we talked about something similar to this, though. It's legal for them to have sex, but it's illegal for them to send pictures of each other.
Yes. But it's legal for the cop to get pictures of the kids fucking jacking off. This is so fucked, man.
At gunpoint.
Yeah. Yes, and the kid couldn't get hard. What seven? First of all, what 17-year-old kid can't get hard just from the wind blowing? You knew that he was under a lot of stress, because if he's not hard just walking down the street, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
So, you know, I told the story a couple weeks ago or whatever, and it's on our Patreon episode about when I was going to commit suicide and I ended up going into the hospital and getting all the medicine and then drugs I was on and how they fucked with my head and all that.
Yeah.
And so... for like the month and a half or 2 months that I was on all them pills, my dick couldn't get hard.
No.
I still felt horny. I still felt like I wanted to jack off, you know.
Oh, fuck.
I was alone in the house because my wife had left me and all that shit. So I would just sit there and just pull on it and like, come on, you motherfucker.
Get hard, you son of a bitch.
And, you know, you start sitting there like, what has my life become? And you got tears. You got tears running down your face, and you're sitting there just pulling on your fucking taffy cock.
Why couldn't you have put this in the episode? This is gold.
It's like... And then the more you pull, the softer it gets, and the more it makes you cry, which is the more you pull. And
that's good for your mental state.
Oh, fuck. It was horrible. But so after I you know... I decided I was going to get off them pills and whatnot. I could start feeling blood flowing all the places that it wasn't flowing for a while. And oh fuck, it was like my, you know, I started fiddling my diddle or whatever, and my fucking dick started getting hard, and I'm like, oh my god,
oh. It's almost worth it to go through all that again just to get that one orgasm, that fucking first one. I'm ready to go through that all that again.
We're starting to get So what people don't realize is that Anthony and I record in a fucked up way where I'm recording my audio, he's recording his audio, and we have a hard time hearing each other. Then we match up the audio, so you guys can't hear the fuck ups, but we hear the fuck ups. So when I rant about Kevin Smith fucking my Christmas up, I hope you fucking hear it. All right, I'm starting to ramble. It's time to get the fuck out of here.
It's time to get the fuck out of here.
Big dick disability. Do you want to go through that, or do you?
Nope.
Want
to, we'll save it for next week, or the week after that, or never.
It won't be relevant.
He won't have a big dick by then. It won't be relevant. I love how you think these stories are time sensitive.
Well, they are, in that a bunch of other people would have already talked about it, and then I won't want to do it.
I'm okay with that. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing, so I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around, or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? WAV files are pretty big. WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft deal.